ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Tim and Jess.
Yep.
Here we are. This is it. This is what you expect. You don't expect much at this point in the show.
Yep.
It gets slightly better from here
you
on out.
You yelled at me for making two good jokes yesterday. You were like, save it for the actual show.
And you didn't.
Oh, how dare you?
Name one funny thing you said on yesterday's show.
I said lots of funny things
Name
yesterday.
One of them.
Couldn't. Don't want to ruin it. Don't want to ruin the magic.
If I went to that magic show, I'd ask for my money back and say no, my children was not entertained by this magician. But look, Jess, hi.
Firstly.
And if you're listening, hi. Thank you for using your megabytes on us. If you're using gigabytes, get a new phone plan. That's something wrong with that. We shouldn't be costing that much of your memory. Also on the show today, you will hear, honestly, I think I'm starting to wear you down and make you a little bit more into this one certain thing.
What do you mean?
Well, that's the whole thing. I know for a fact that gradually over 5 years, I've worn you down to a place of numbness where you at least accept the things that I say on the show.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a prime example coming up on the show, and I'm really looking forward to us going on a bit of an adventure before the end of the year. What?
I'm nervous.
Why do you have to be nervous? This has nothing to do with February.
I just don't trust you while we're doing February.
Well, yeah, that's fair. I was going to try and defend myself, but I'm not enjoyable to be around. And you'll hear that in the show. Enjoy.
Tim and Jess on Hit.
Tim and Jess's February.
See, it starts fun and then it gets all scary and you hate it.
The entire month of February, you've had control over our radio show. And
yes. This
Sunday, it's all over.
Thank God.
Thank God.
I've lost 1 week. You've lost two. We both had our lives affected. This week, you lost rock, paper, scissors, so you're facing a dare. You don't know what the dares are. That's the fun thing so far. Dare A is a risk to... Maybe it's anxiety-inducing.
You told me Dare A was one of my biggest fears, and
yes.
Dare B was a risk to my reputation. Which, God, I mean, what a choice. What a moral conundrum.
Yes.
That's all I know about it so far.
I'll put you out of your misery because I'm going to tell you what the two dares are that people have submitted at Hit Vic Breakfast, our Facebook page that's still up and running.
I'm sitting down for this because I think felt like I needed to ground myself.
Right. So Dare A, would you like me to tell you what it is? And I'll tell you how people have voted so far.
Okay.
Dare A, Jess to perform a 10-minute stand-up comedy routine.
Oh, no! You have been trying to get me to do this. For so long, you know it's going to be so bad. Why would you do that to me? Oh.
Not happy?
Honestly, that one is the risk to my reputation.
I thought this one was more of an anxiety-inducing
Both. It's one. Both, honestly.
So that is Dare A.
God, if that's Dare A, what's B?
Dare B. Just to record in full Shaggy's It Wasn't Me.
Why?
Can you think of a more uncomfortable song to have to record in full? Now, Jess, I was saying to you, I was trying to give you some little clues off air, and I said normally in a situation for one of these days, I would help you do this, but I'm not allowed to help you do if people vote for the Shaggy, then... That means I can't help you. Normally, I like to get
no
on the computer and...
No one wants to hear that, though. Like this,
that's why it's funny!
This is neither of these things
that
are funny because they're going to be...
That was from Amy in Yarrawonga, so thank you, Amy.
It's going to be honestly so bad to listen to either way.
And Nick in Bendigo wanted you to do a stand-up routine. If you were to do a stand-up routine, do you have an idea of where your jokes... Like, what type of... Would you be a shock comedian or, like, a observational comedian?
I
like
think
Carl
I'd be
Barron?
One of those ones that does, like, lots of little jokes. Like, lots of little...
Oh, like, what's his name? Tim... Not Tim Lee. It might be Tim Lee. And he's like, I can't think of a Tim Lee joke, but...
I don't think Tim Lee's a comedian.
He is. He's English. But, again... Jess will either perform a 10-minute stand-up comedy act or she will record Shaggy's It Wasn't Me in full. I'm not going to tell you what Dare is leading, but after a few hundred votes already, one has a 62% lead.
10 minutes is a long set. Like, they give beginner comedians, like, a 5-minute spot.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how long 10 minutes is? That's a long...
It's going to feel like an hour if that's what gets voted in.
Oh.
So go to our Facebook page... At Hit Vic Breakfast, or even give us a call.
I had such anxiety because I thought you were going to make me, like, hold a huntsman. And that would have been better than these, Des.
I do have a huntsman in my house I've been trying to catch, but unfortunately it couldn't work. But, Jess, tomorrow this time you're going to find out what dare you're doing. So you still have 24 hours to sit in that anxiety of yours, either doing a 10-minute stand-up routine or recording Shaggy's It Wasn't Me in full, like single word.
I'd like to really, really like to sway the votes, but honestly, both are just as bad as each other. So just don't vote. Just stop voting.
Hit Vic Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram if you want to check it out for yourself. The Hit Breakfast Show with Tim and Jess. This is Hit. The lengths you've gone to show your partner you love them.
Yeah, because namaste, Tim. I am learning Hindi from my boyfriend, Akshay.
The fun fact you told me yesterday is namaste is kind of like aloha.
It was the first
goodbye.
Thing I learned in our first lesson.
Really
you can use it as, it's just a general greeting. So take with that what you will.
We have discussed that neither of us can say that phrase, and I really think we should just can it from the show, hey?
Yep.
But you're right. People go to incredible lengths to show their love, and whether it's a new relationship or you're many years in and you want to continue that love, I even spoke about the thing that I do to show my partner I love her.
What do you do?
Is I talked about earlier in the show, I go one-on-one to the gun range with my future father-in-law.
Dangerous.
Like, and I know that's like, he's not going to do anything, but you just never know.
Yeah.
So when I say goodbye, I'm like, I'm doing this for you.
Love you.
I hate guns. Goodbye. But lots of people like to show love in different ways. And I think that learning the language of where your boyfriend's from in India, I think it's very lovely and very, no offense, surprising for your character to show this much commitment to something. lots of people calling through on 131060. Heidi from Rochester. Heidi, what's the length you've gone to show your partner you love them?
Joined the CFA for my now husband.
Damn.
He's been there for 10 years.
So you've been a member for 10 years now?
Yeah, been a member for 10 years. He's been a member for 20.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That is very impressive.
So when you guys got together, you knew he was a part of the CFA?
I always knew because he always had his pager go off and stuff when we were out and stuff, but he'd always turn out and then Jerry just sort of said, how about you join with me and we can do it together.
That's so cute.
That is genuinely lovely, Heidi. Also, Josie from Bendigo on 131060. Josie, the lengths you've gone to show your partner you love them? Have I broke the phone again? I am very good at my job today. Josie, are you there?
I am, yes. Yeah, sorry. It was inspired by him. It's cost me about $13,000 since August last year.
You really must love your partner.
Oh, sometimes it's questionable. No, I do. I actually went and purchased a brand new motorbike, and I've got my motorbike out, and I've still got probably $500 or $600 more to spend. It was heavily inspired by him. So.
Yeah, but so you guys go for beautiful rides now together, don't you?
Should have just bought a sidecar, mate.
Actually, when we've got a chance to get away from the kids, absolutely.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
It is lovely, but a sidecar sounds cheaper and sounds like you don't have to actually get a permit for it.
This is what's amazing. Like you pick up your partner's, you know, big like skills and stuff. Mm. Like I can't wait to be able to speak Hindi to my partner.
I can't wait to watch it happen. I'll just sit down like we're at the cinemas. Like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Do you think like you'll get to a point where you'll be fluent in the language?
I think I can get comfortably like a kindergartner level.
Like yes, thank you, please, goodbye. Please stop saying mean things about me. Your son is a very handsome boy.
There's only one word that I know confidently, and it's thanks, Danyavad.
I feel like you're saying that too positively.
And so anytime I don't know what he's saying to me, I just answer with thanks.
Is that the Hindi version of righto? The Hit
Breakfast Show with Tim and Jess. Another big news though, Tim.
I love big news.
Something big has come to one of our border communities, actually.
Okay.
Aubrey Wodonga. Mm-hmm. Is about to receive in the next month their very own 24-hour butcher shop. It's the first ever in this border community. Now, you're probably wondering, how does a 24-hour butcher shop work?
You're right. That's my first thought.
They're going to have a bit of a membership for the butcher shop.
Like a gym.
It'll work like a 24-hour gym. You'll scan in your card. It's all self-serve. You walk up, you scan your item, you
love
pay
it.
For it on your phone, you nick off with your meat.
Brilliant. What's going to stop me from grabbing 58 Wagyu steaks and paying for two?
Common decency, mate.
Oh, sorry. I'm fresh out of that. No, I understand the premise. I like it.
This is a brilliant idea. And I think we need to see more 24-hour butcher shops popping up all over Victoria.
It is often I lay awake at 1 a.m. going, maybe I could just, you know, use the dehydrator to make some beef jerky. Can't sleep. Maybe I should go to the 24-hour butcher and make some beef jerky or...
Honestly, it's...
I wouldn't mind some cabana and cheese right now.
It's the kind of shop that I didn't know I needed. And now that it's available, I need more of them.
You just want more butchers or more shops that are open 24/7?
No, more butchers that are open 24/7. I think that is just a million-dollar idea.
Jeez. Now, is it with the 24-hour side with like the gym membership style?
Yeah.
Is it going to encounter the same problems that 24-hour gyms run into where like there's no one there manning the store? So sure. Like, am I letting in friends with me?
Sure.
Am I going in and taking selfies in the gym mirror, in the meat mirror in the middle of the night?
Membership is free. So I think
that's
it's
so weird. It's... Why? What's the catch?
The catch is you've got to pay for the meat once you walk in.
Well, that is goods and services exchange. That's not just...
Here are some of my pros, right?
Okay, pros.
I know you're finding a lot of cons in this concept.
I like it. I'm just being honest.
In a post-COVID world, all of us are a little bit socially awkward. No human interaction. Big pro. Big pro. You don't have to talk to a single human being. Right. You can get meat for a month, mate. Perfect. Tick. 10 out of 10.
I'm curious to your meat needs. Well, why do you have such deep meat needs?
Who needs to go to Macca's at 1 a.m. in the morning after a big night out? I'm going to stop off at the 24-hour butcher, pick myself up some sausages, and head on home.
Sounds like a lot of work.
What? I mean, you just bang them in the oven.
Put them on the fry. You put sausages in the oven?
I mean, if you just had a big night out, I'm not going to stand there in a frying pan, am I?
If anything, more questions are raised about your meat needs and your diet and how you cook. I'm very curious to this.
I'm just saying, if you wake up at 3 a.m. and you feel like a snag, you can head
There's
to
the
24-hour butcher. It's
great.
Just the having the option, amazing.
All right, fantastic.
Well, we need more of them. So right. Butchers out across Victoria.
Butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, 24 hours, you name it, they'll be open. The Hit
Breakfast Show. Get that fun feeling in the morning with Tim and Jess.
Tim, right now on 131060, we're talking about unusual smells that you just love.
I had just the best afternoon in the shed. Got fresh grass smell, got some diesel.
Your life.
Dust, just a bit of dust. Just
you love the smell of dust.
I don't mind the smell of the dust, mate. And look, that's the thing. It's unusual, and I accept that. Jared, he loves the smell of gunpowder from Shepparton. We were just talking before. Producer Riley messaged you.
She said
she's weird, mind you.
She loves the smell of nail salons.
Really? That is.
You know that acrylic smell and the...
You're pretty off. What's an unusual smell that you enjoy?
I really like the smell of vagina.
This is a family show, Jess.
No, you know, Vegeta, it's like that.
Jess, again, I don't want to have to beep this. Vegeta is a Dragon Ball Z character.
It's like a chicken stock. My mum uses it when she cooks, like, everything. It's like a wog thing. You put it in everything. And I think it just reminds me of, like, growing up at my mum and dad's house. Like, I just love the smell of Vegeta.
Anyway, if you have kids in the car, I'm so sorry. That's just really hammered down on that. How dare me? I ain't saying the bad words. Look, Brittany from Shepparton's called through on 131060. Have you got an unusual smell that you like, Brittany?
I used to work at a petrol station and I bloody love the smell of petrol.
Brittany!
That's honestly what the worst thing about going to a petrol station is paying, but the best part is you get to smell the fuel. And I know it sounds wild.
That's so bad.
Well, but Brittany.
It sounds so bad, but we're not sniffing it. Yeah. We're just enjoying the aroma.
We're not filling a bucket and going, anyway, give me 10 minutes in the back room, please. Can I have the key? It's just like as you're filling up the car, it's like a...
Okay.
It smells like Saudi Arabia. And Brittany, it's not unusual, so don't feel like Jess can shame you on this, okay?
Good. You're with me, Tim.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mate, he's the only one who's with me,
Brittany. Me, you, a bucket of petrol in 20 minutes, we'll get a lot of work done. Thank you very much for your call, Brittany. See, Jess, I don't understand why you're all on your high horse saying, oh, don't smell petrol, don't smell petrol. We're going to head down to the Shell after the show, have a whiff, and I'll tell you what, you'll be on board.
Tim and Jess. This is Hit.
Yes, those phrases that you hear every single day that just don't make any sense.
Mm.
We try and break it down and make it a little bit clearer for everyone.
Absolutely. Even, Jess, we've actually had something happen that normally doesn't. Someone wants to help us.
Yeah.
Because we're bad at this, potentially.
Well, We just had Brett from Bendigo. Yeah. He had same, but different.
Jacqueline from Echuca's called up on 131060. Jacqueline, you think you know how to figure this out for us about same, but different?
Yeah, so it sort of goes back to all the crappy knockoffs you buy from Thailand. So they look the same. Same, Oakley sunglasses, same, Rolex watches, but they're not the same. They're different.
That's different.
That's a very good
example.
Yeah,
it's like getting Ray-Bans.
I had a TV. It wasn't Sony or Sonic. It was like Sunkick.
Oh, I had it wasn't a Sony Bravia. It was Sony Bravo.
A Bravo. A Sunny Bravia.
Same, but different, Jacqueline.
Yeah, Jacqueline. Thank you very much. Brett, if you're listening, send Jacqueline money because I think she's honestly done a better job at this segment than we ever have. So thank you, Jacqueline.
No worries.
That's okay, mate.
Yeah. Now, still some more that we need to break down, Tim.
David, the bus driver from Bendigo's called through on 131060. Now, David, you were on the show the other day. Apparently you said it to us. I've got the audio. Would you like me to play it?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
I couldn't give a continental.
To be honest, David, I'd never heard that until you said it.
Yeah, and I say it all the time, and that was referring to Facebook because I really don't care about it. But, what does it?
Couldn't give a continental.
We thought you'd made it up, honestly.
Maybe it's like you couldn't care so much. Like, I don't care for a country, let alone a grouping of said countries.
I was thinking more, I couldn't give you a cup of soup. I couldn't care.
I just keep feeling like you're going to swear, David. My hand is hovering over the goodbye button.
No.
As a bus driver,
I expect
better.
David is just
better.
Making up sayings now.
Yeah, like, I couldn't give a street traffic light. I'm sorry, I'm just looking out the window, just trying to... So, David, all right, the English language is hard, but I feel like, to be honest, you might be making it harder for the English language with sayings like that.
Okay, righto.
Sorry, David, just being honest.
So disappointed.
Just being honest. That's the objective is not to make you feel better. Oh, actually, that's the direct objective.
That's exactly what we were supposed to be doing. Tim, one I want to pose to you just one more before we finish
all
up
right,
for the
hurry
day.
Up, we got to go.
Cat's out of the bag.
Well, I imagine that the cat was in a bag in medieval times and it
who
escaped.
No one puts a cat in a bag.
Well, back in the day,
what has
I'm
that
sure
got
that...
to do with revealing a secret, though?
Meow. Well, what do you want?
Okay, you have stuffed this up this week.
Meow.
I don't want credit
mate,
for this right
it
now.
It is so late in the show. I am tired. And unfortunately, my lack of love for kittens has not transed over. I don't even know English anymore.
Wow.
Anyway, if you have any common phrases that don't make sense, get in touch with the show at Hit Nick Breakfast.